From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, an archaeological search for ancient mysteries. Here's what's happening. Something is happening to our grid. Three recent attacks have been carried out against the power grid in Arkansas. It has now drawn the attention of the FBI, who is now investigating the situation to determine whether or not the incidents are linked. The FBI first took interest in Arkansas 6 weeks ago when they opened up an inquiry into a report by a utility company called Energy Arkansas that one of their high-voltage transmission lines had been brought down. Now, the authorities described that on the 21st of August that someone had removed bolts securing a 100-foot transmission tower, attached a half-inch cable to the tower, then laid it across a nearby rail track, hoping to use the momentum of a passing train to pull the entire tower over. So something's going on there. House Republicans continuing closed-door talks after meeting with President Barack Obama for almost 90 minutes Thursday night to discuss a possible short-term extension of the nation's debt limit. No deal yet. We'll keep watching it. Stock market, though, well, they think there's going to be a deal. Jumped 300 points, best gain of the year. As we reported yesterday and now, three Foster Farms poultry plants in California can remain open after the firm agreed to fix problems tied to an outbreak of salmonella that has sickened nearly 300 people in 17 states since March. The Department of Agriculture is going to inspect and watch, but those plants are going to be allowed to stay open. As we reported last night, tens of thousands of cattle lie dead across South Dakota following a blizzard that could become one of the most costly in the history of the state's agriculture industry. State officials spent the day trying to calculate the multi-million dollar impact to the regional economy from the storm. Ranchers began digging up hundreds of dead cattle that are still buried beneath just huge mounds of snow. Robert Felix, author of Not by Fire, But by Ice, let's check in with him. Boy, this was unexpected, Robert.
Well, it may be unexpected for some, but you know, I've been hammering on this for years.
Not for Mr. Ice Age.
I am, but you know, I see the headlines once in a while, and the headline will say something about government shutdown effects of the snowstorm in South Dakota. It's like they're trying to hide it up. 75,000 cattle were killed that they're looking at now, and that includes tens of thousands of calves. So this is going to be affecting the people in South Dakota for years, because a lot of those 75,000 cattle, a lot of them were cows that were pregnant that were going to be calving next spring. So that's going to affect them next year and the year after. And plus the stress is on the rest of the herd, leaves them very vulnerable to infectious diseases, which won't show up for a couple of more weeks or so. So there's still a lot coming on this.
And I assume, Robert, they can't put the cattle back into the food system, can they?
No, they have to pick them up, I think something like they have to be picked up within 3 days and rendered. I mean, I guess made into fat. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but no, they cannot put them into the food supply.
Are you predicting a major winter this year?
I think we could. You know, when we look at the sunspots right now are the lowest that they've been in 190 years.
And it's a solar maximum. This is weird.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, and this thing, this is not alone. I think it's outrageous that the media isn't covering this. Within the last 2 years, I mean 2 months, more than 250,000 alpacas died in cold and snow in Peru. In Bolivia, 70,000 animals were killed just 2 months ago because of the snow. Just at the beginning of May in Ireland, a devastating snowstorm killed 43,000 sheep and goats. And I'm just wondering, how many animals have to be killed? A million? How many does it take before we admit we're headed into an ice age?
Robert's website, iceagenow.info. Thanks, Robert. Well, we lost a little bit of history today. Scott Carpenter, one of the last surviving members of the Mercury 7, NASA's first group of astronauts, has died at the age of 88. In 1962, Mr. Carpenter became the second American to orbit the Earth, piloting the Aurora 7 spacecraft through three revolutions of the planet. John Glenn, who flew the first orbital mission, is now the last surviving member of that original Mercury 7 team. Scott Carpenter's wife, Patty, said her husband had suffered complications following a stroke back in September and died in a Denver hospice. I will always remember Scott Carpenter. When I was a boy, I still have it somewhere tucked away in all my files. I have an original picture of the seven astronauts, and they were all signed, and a little piece of history is gone. NASA has vowed to reconsider the applications of Chinese scientists who were denied access to a NASA conference on security grounds, which sparked then a boycott by leading American astronomers who wanted the Chinese in there. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said that the situation was unfortunate and pledged to take a fresh look at the applications once the U.S. government reopens. If the U.S. government reopens. Diamonds, they say, are a girl's best friend, and Jupiter and Saturn just might be filled to the brim with them. Chunks of diamonds may be floating in hydrogen and helium fluid deep in the atmospheres of Saturn and Jupiter. And what's more, even at lower depths, the extreme pressure and temperature can melt the precious gem, literally making it rain liquid diamond. How about that? How about the internet? Did you know that in some cases the internet may be making people ill? They're being called cyberchrontiac. Let's check in with Lauren Weinstein. How sick do they get playing with the internet?
Yeah, well, people could get pretty sick, that's for sure. Before I get to that, there's something you did earlier in the news here I wanted to call out, because this is something we've discussed. You were talking about the power grid attacks in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Done through the high-tech means of bolts being removed from high-tension towers. We have spoken many times in the past about the hype around cyber attacks on the grid. Not that such things can't happen, but that we really need to be thinking more about someone with a little cache of dynamite or other ways to bring down high-tension towers out in a lonely place. Much more likely, and now it's actually happening.
It is happening. It is happening.
Interesting to consider.
Anyways, back to the internet.
So
you might be too ill if you're on it. You're a cyberchondriac?
The problem here is that you have people who have symptoms, and of course they logically go to the internet and they start searching for those symptoms. And what they find is every conceivable, possible, morbid, awful, terrible thing that symptom might be. That horrible thing might occur once every 300 years, but if you see it on the net, you suddenly realize that splinter, that little swelling around the splinter, may actually be the Coccocrassoglutobrata bacteria that is going to turn you into a walking zombie. It's a real problem.
But it's a great tool, too.
It's a wonderful tool, but the thing is, you have to be discerning. And let's face it, there are a lot of sources out there on the net that you will find that aren't necessarily interested in helping you. They're often very interested in selling some, you know, remedy or something.
That's true.
Often you're looking at material that's really written for medical professionals who can put all the different pieces together, not just reading it in isolation. And a layman trying to read those materials doesn't have the background to understand that those symptoms aren't necessarily the most likely thing to occur. So really, you've got to be very, very careful when you look up medical information. The net is wonderful when it comes to, especially for medical research, when you're trying to do something in a hurry with poisons, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you shouldn't call a poison center. You
understand.
Should if you can. But if you can't get to a phone, if you only have the internet available, you're out somewhere, you have a data connection, you can find out how to deal with poisons and things like that. But if you think you have a medical problem, still the solution has to be to go to a medical professional. You can do the basic research on the net, but don't assume that the worst things that you see there are what's going to happen to you, because you're looking at an awful lot of information without context. So common sense always has to prevail.
You got that right. Thanks, Lauren. What is the universal cosmic matrix? In a moment, we'll check in with the expert on Nostradamus, Dr. Louis Turi, next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Here he is, my friend from France, Dr. Louis Turi is with us. Louis, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful, Josh. Thank you for having me on your show on Mercury retrograde.
I've been looking at your past predictions. You're doing it again, Louis. You're much too accurate.
Well, it's a little bit scary, but that's how it works. And you know it, as far as I remember, when I was on your show on Gaia, I mentioned that night that maybe your washer dryer was going to die. Mine died today. And you confirmed that you did have a problem.
I had problems with the dryer.
Yep, that's what it is. Well, you know what? Let me point out to you. We are right now in that Mercury retrograde motion. Not only the people and the affairs of your past are going to come into the fore, but any and all form of communication will be messed up or even stopped. I mean, you could look, for example, on Mercury 7, or the astronaut Carpenter that died.
Yeah.
NASA, sad enough, is non-cosmic conscious. And they did send the shuttle that exploded, killing 7 astronauts when Mercury was retrograde. They had all the time in the world with every little omen not to send the shuttle up. And I tried all that I could to reach them. But the sad reality is not having cosmic consciousness means completely ignoring the cosmic matrix.
And you have to watch it. You have to pay attention to it. There's no doubt now. With what's going on these days, Louis, the government shutdown, people uptight, people not trusting each other, what's going on?
Well, first of all, as far as people fighting each other, especially in the government, you have a planet called Pluto, the smallest, the farthest, the most powerful planet of all, into the sign of Capricorn, and Capricorn rules politics. So what you have is the essence of power, which is the government, now face to face with Pluto, which controls generations. And he brings this violent clash, things that you have never seen before in terms of lacking respect, in terms of challenging the power itself. So the essence of power is challenging the power itself. And again, you have to remember that the Scorpius Draconis has been in charge of this world since last August 2012, and it has produced more and more non-trusting and death from every single angle.
Oh,
human and animals, the wave of death is just unmistakable since Pluto is in Capricorn and since the head and the tail of the dragon are Scorpionis Taurus. So you're talking about the cosmic matrix, again, in action, but 99.09% of the people on this world, George, do not own cosmic consciousness.
Are we going to make a whip around, Louis, and get out of this situation?
Well, the human will is always much stronger than the stars. But people have to understand what the cosmic matrix is. The cosmic matrix, to explain it as many, many faces, the universal gearbox, is the universal brain, is the face and the tools of God and how he speaks to us, producing all the news, is the maps of all the affairs of the world, which is written in the stars. So the more people understand how those stars interact above our head, the more chances they will have to control the outcome of their affairs. Let's take, for example, the glitch that could kill Obamacare. The problem they have with their website. They have been working 5 years to bring that to date.
Yep.
And they decide to launch it during a Mercury retrograde.
Not good, huh?
This is impossible. I mean, you probably heard of the wingsuit flyer Viktor Kovats, who died in a cliff crash in China. The passengers land the plane after the pilot got sick. I mean, you're talking about this Mercury energy, this planet which is going backwards, trying to stop every single thing that you're trying to do. The Concordia, the Titanic disaster, is all produced by this planet, including the 19 firemen tragedy, which I have predicted exactly 19 days before those guys died. You know, 5 or 6 months later, they finally came up with the answer. It was a miscommunication. The radio didn't work, whatever. Exactly what I wrote the very same day that the tragedy happened.
Louis, so, when you look at these events and you talk about Mercury retrograde, what does that mean? What does Mercury retrograde mean?
But first, you have to understand what Mercury is. Mercury is a very tiny planet to revolve around the sun, and 3 times a year he goes back in retrograde motion, which means it's an optic glitch. It seems like if the planet is going backwards, but it affects the computer of human, the mind of human, including the computer of birds and animals and mammals and whales that thinks the open ocean is north and when it's actually south, and they're going and beach themselves. So Mercury is the planet of communication. It is the god described in Greek mythology as the messengers of the god who had wings on his heels. It is actually the god that controls your life, the life of Art Bell, Mike Broomhead, people that are on the radio like you, born in June. There are no accident for you to be born in June, like those two very famous guys that works in the broadcasting industry and are supposed to shine by passing on information. So once you understand Mercury and you know 3 times a year it's going to go backwards and it's going to mess up my washing dryer and your washing dryer and bring us back together again, there is definitely non-pseudoscience here. You need to investigate the values of all the planets and understand that those planets can be both positive and negative. And the more you understand them, the more you play in harmony with the cosmic code and with God's will, because God can only speak to us through the signs and through the planets and through his creation.
Dr. Turi's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. But if you're driving around, just remember this. It's DR for doctor, D-R-T-U-R-I, Dr. Turi, DRTURI.com. Also, he's written several books, Beyond the Secret and The Power of the Dragon as well. We're talking about some of his predictions for 2014 in just a moment, and we'll take your phone calls as well. Do you feel for the rest of the year, only got several more months to go, do you feel upbeat or are you a little uptight about the rest of the year, Louis?
Well, knowing that the deadly Scorpius Draconis is in charge of the world, more death news are ahead of us, and you probably have noticed that there is quite a lot coming, quite a lot of a very, very disgusting, terrible news that are being, you know, that are taking place. I mean, you're talking about when I was on your show and I gave the date of August 21st, and I said to be ready for shocking you. The next thing you know, the world is faced looking at dead children because
of the chemical situation in Syria. Yeah.
And that was August 21st, and that's the date I gave on your show, and I said be ready for a very shocking news, and it happened.
Can't you give us good news, Louis?
They are good news, but how can I give you good news when I am the only first cosmic cop trying to make you aware to understand and use those rules? If you do not respect the laws of man, if you don't stop at a red light in the street or the stop light in the street, you're going to pay the penalty. And because nobody taught the world how to respect God's laws written in light through the cosmic codes, you're going to suffer the penalty. There will be no good news until the world gained cosmic consciousness.
Well, no doubt about that. We're going to talk much more about cosmic consciousness when we come back. Plus, we'll take your calls and talk about what we have in store in 2014 with Dr. Louis Turi. Louis, any conferences coming up for you in the next few months?
No, I kind of canceled everything. I'm so busy. I have my Universal University, Cyber University. I'm extraordinarily busy over the internet. I can barely cope. Plus, we are moving to Florida.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
My friend.
Okay, good.
I'm retiring, you know, close to the ocean. I'm going to be boating.
Oh, wait. When you say you're retiring, what does that mean?
Well, you know what? You and I, we have the same age. You know how old I am.
Yeah, it's no time to retire. Does that, you're still going to do what you do, though, aren't you?
Yes, but not. I would not do the, you know, the traveling, the lecture.
You're going to slow it down. Okay, yeah. Stay with us. Dr. Louis Turi with us, phone calls, and some of his thoughts of 2014 when we come back in a moment. Welcome back. Dr. Louis Turi with us. We'll take your calls with him in just a moment as well. I have a feeling, Louis, 2014 is going to fly by. I don't know why, but I feel that. How about you?
Well, it's going to fly by because life is a constant process of change. And like Albert used to say, the quickening is in place with the new age of Aquarius, the age of technology. 2014 will bring the new dragon, which I call the Aryan dragon, which will be the legacy of Hitler. The main focus of this dragon will be the battle between races, black and white. I saw this energy 19 days before the death of the fireman, and I wrote about to expect the death of many firefighters, mm-hmm. A lot of fire, a lot of dangerous energy. And 19 days later comes my prediction right in front of my eyes. And in fact, if you go to my website and you click on Dr. Turi post, the people, your audience can read the newsletter that I wrote about the You and I show tonight, where I give all the links to show them, to prove them my claim, so to speak. And they can also download my two free books. As you know, every year I give two books for free.
Yes.
And they are now available to your audience.
Very generous of you. When these predictions come through, do you still shake your head going, oh, my God, here's another one? Or are you so used to it now?
I'm used to. As you know, people who do not know me like you do, they will lump me right away with Mrs. Cleo or call me a psychic when I actually use a software, the same type of software that NASA use.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that the stars, of course, have a spiritual values in it. So when I do my prediction and I plot those stars, I know knowing that humanity is non-cosmic conscious. And again, understand me, when I call someone, you're cosmic and conscious, doesn't mean you're an idiot or you're a moron, okay? Excuse my French. It simply means that you don't have the information that makes you understand how your personal matrix interact with the universal matrix, or how God speaks to Earth through his creation, so to speak. So I know it's nothing, you know, remember on your show when I say be ready for a full restructure of the U.S. economy, that was well before anyone's pronounced the word economy. Now, retrospectively, years later, they understand that my prediction, what my prediction was about, because we all felt the people have lost their home, they've lost their mortgage, they've lost everything. And the entire USA had to restructure its economy, and we're still recuperating from it. And I said the end of the U.S. restructure of economy will be around 2012. So I was right, and that was 5 years or 6 years ago when I made this prediction on your show. Again, I'm not being egocentric here, but if I don't prove my claim and bring people to my past prediction, if they don't do their homework, they could just easily classify me as psychic when actually I'm just a different type of scientist.
Well, you are, but you have that intuitive ability, Louis.
That goes with it. You know, they can take that away from me. But, you know, it saddens me because there is so many people out there that are blessed with a phenomenal UCI. Again, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity, and they are the wrong places. They're doing the wrong job. They are not following the cosmic code. They don't understand the universal matrix, and all their effort that could lead them to the gold mine is missed. And that really pains me. By being a little bit curious and intuitive in casting aside skepticism, you can open yourself to the magnificent values of God's divinity.
All right, we're going to take some calls, and we'll come back and talk about 2014. Let's go to Zach, truck driving in the state of California. Hey, Zach, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Zach. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I wanted to bring up it's a wonderful topic, by the way, and William Tiller, PhD William Tiller, has working on a device that actually exercises the psychic mind, kind of like weights or a gym might exercise the body.
Well, that's a very interesting analogy. But again, there is no school that will produce Einstein or Mozart or Beethoven or a psychic. You can train somebody to do anything that a genius does. He will never do it. You have to be born with the right UCI in order to be a psychic. Let me take this example.
Okay.
Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, those prophets, those healers, the three of them were born with the head of the dragon in Pisces that regulates everything that dwells with the subconscious, metaphysics, and psychic work. That's why, through the cosmic code, they were computerized to subconsciously, neurotically lead their life to such a great accomplishment. So there is nothing that human cannot do, don't get me wrong, but you need to have at least the gift, the cosmic gift, to move in that direction. And very often people land themselves, like George or Art Bell or anybody that works in the radio, because they have a very strong Mercury in their chart in broadcasting. So you're already set, but you're not conscious of it. And you're a truck driver because you probably have a lot of Gemini in yourself too, because Gemini rules transportation, the post office, anything to do with the printed word, the spoken word, and it regulates quite a lot of my own life. In fact, that's why I'm a writer.
That's why I buy stamps all the time, huh? Let's go next to Chris in Orange, California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Good.
My name's Christoph, and I wrote a book called I Am Here, I Am Now, and I talked to you about 9 years ago, and I told you that I had met John Teeter, and then I told you that I was Gandhi reincarnated. I don't know if you vaguely remember.
I remember the Teeter discussion.
Yes, and I told you that I was anointed by Jesus Christ in 1997 to be the representation for the second coming of the Christ consciousness, and you told me to call you and give you an update.
Is it time? So
pardon me?
Is it time, Chris?
You know, he told me I'm going to self-realize total consciousness in the year 2014.
Okay, may I inject something?
Go ahead, Louis. Sure.
Right away. When people speaks about Christ, Krishna consciousness, they are born Neptunians. They have a UCI which is very Neptunian. They carry a tremendous amount of Pisces that lead them to this type of either belief or manifestation or action. You could take, for example, any televangelist or any priest, they have to have a very strong Neptunian chart to display such announcement, such belief, and to lead themselves in such a direction. You got to be careful because Neptune rules deceiving, the poisoning of the body, the mind, religion, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, pop, the drugs, chemical. You got to be very careful of Neptune because it's a very treacherous planet that affects the psyche of any human being in a very weird way. So before you could talk about being cosmic conscious, you need to understand what cosmic consciousness means. Cosmic consciousness means being aware of God's universal matrix and make a good use of it in terms of doing what I do, predictions, or guiding thousands of people to lead a better, safer life.
Lori, let's talk a little bit about 2014, and then we'll finish up with some final calls here. What do you see?
Again, as I said, Mars, the Lord of War, will be in charge of the world for about a year and a half. And Hitler was born in April, and that's why Again, if you Google Hitler, Dr. Curie, or George Norrie, Dr. Curie, you will find one of the thousands upon the thousands of articles I've wrote the last 20 years. And all I can tell you is this dragon will lead towards confrontation, towards war, towards disagreement, and the battle between black and white will be as hot as could ever be. You can Google again.
That's not good.
Those information is all on my website anyway.
Any
that's not good news.
Any specific dates, or is it going to be just all throughout the year?
Well, as I said, the current deadly Scorpius Draconis has been running this world last 2 years, and see the type of negative news, the type of death, the type of dramatic news we had to endure, the secret that came to light, the restructure of the FBI and the IRS, as I predicted, came to pass. So it's a very different dragon.
Yeah.
You have to read the details to really understand it.
How about major Earth changes in 2014?
Well, I see a lot of fire, I see a lot of disagreement, but I see also a full restructure of the law. We already approached that on your TV show on Gaia. The entire legal system, the entire psychological system will be restructured. I see new mind disease. I see all sorts of things. I have a set of predictions that I wrote for this upcoming Aryan war-like dragon. And you can read the prediction that I did last 2 years at the bottom of drcherie.com. They're all there. But what I'd like to do, with your permission, I'd like to give some date.
Sure.
To expect very large earthquake, okay? The first set of date I'm going to ask your audience to write down, George, is October the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th.
That's next week.
Exactly. I don't want to go too far because people don't remember too well, and they remember bad news, sad enough. So the key word is the same type of energy that produced Sandy, you know, the type of energy that produced earthquakes, about 6.0, the sudden release of energy, shocking news and surprise. This is the first date I want to give to people to be ready for bad surprise and natural disaster on those 3 days, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Then in October, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th, this is where I see news from Germany, news about war, the army, the navy will make the news, and some laws, new laws, very important laws will be passed, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And the last 3 days is the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. I see again thousands of people being forced to relocate because of serious natural disaster. And I use those keywords because this is what, I guess, my people and maybe your audience who knows me knows how I work. And all that is on my website if you click on Dr. Cherry Posts.
Next up, we have Sean, truck driving in New Jersey. Hey, Sean, go ahead.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, Sean. Thank you.
All right. Hey, it's been a while since I spoke to you. Good show. Sorry, I forgot your name, sir.
But Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi.
All right. Nice meeting you. You had mentioned a little while ago about UCIs and the certain, you know, time frames that a person may have psychic abilities. Well, I'm just curious about, you know, in near-term perspective, what date would you say, like, let's say, like, for example, I'm 1978. What, you know, what years and months would be, like, the most likely of modern-day people that might have psychic abilities that they're not aware of?
Well, were you born in 1978?
Yes.
Then you have the same dragon than George and I. You're an Aries dragon's head. That's construction. That's stitches on your head. On your head, if you're not careful. That's not very lucky in relationships. Being a natural psychologist, very competitive, impatient. You have a strong Aries energy, and the next couple of years are going to be significant because you're going to have a mutual receptions of your dragon. And to really guide you, you would have to do a session with me. Then I can give you all the details.
You do know you really can't retire, don't you?
I don't think I will ever be able to retire. But I'm spending a lot of time fishing, and hopefully you or Tom can come and join me on my boat.
Who's going to be? Not if Tom's driving it.
I intend also to finish my helicopter lessons, and I want to fly a helicopter.
Do you really?
Yeah, I want to finish that. I never had time to finish it, but now that I'm going to retire, so I'm going to...
You're not going to retire, Louis. If you're going to do this show, you're not retiring, right?
Okay, you got it. I don't think I can retire. I have my mission to free humanity from fear and cosmic ignorance is keeping me busy, and God thinks people like you and Tom are there to help me to fulfill that mission.
Eventually, I think we're going to have a great year one day, aren't we, as a group of people?
You know what? You're not going to go to hell. You are on hell until humanity builds cosmic consciousness and understand the rules. And as the first cosmic cop, I'm trying to make you aware of those subtle rules. And even if our infantile science cannot see it, it doesn't mean it does not exist. The new perception of God, the new perception of the cosmos, the new perception of the human psyche is changing with the next dragon. As much as we're going to have war and disagreement, humanity has to realize we all bleed red. And diplomacy and intelligence and education is the key, not just love. You cannot change the world with love. You need a great dose of education. And that's what we are here to do, that, to pass on those information.
Let's go to Tyler in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hi, Tyler. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just tuned in maybe like 15 minutes ago, but I heard the gentleman talking about reptilians. So I kind of have a two-part question.
Sure.
In that, are they related to or connected to the reptilians David Icke writes about, the Babylonian ones? And my second part of the question is, just last month, like, I tried the hallucinogenic DMT and, like, saw, like, reptilian signs. Is there a reason for that?
Well, let me tell you right away, if you don't have cosmic consciousness, all you're going to have is conspiracy, tearing, science, and religion. Now, know that reptilians are not real, okay? They are not pretending that I know everything. Reptilians are coming from Neptune. Neptune rules imagination, the subconscious, the supraconscious in time and space. And if you smoke a little bit too much pot, like some of these talking heads do, or if you drink too much wine, because I know they do, then you're going to start to see reptilians coming out of the wall. You know, you need to use
sure.
common sense, my friend. Again, I repeat myself, without cosmic consciousness, all you have is conspiracy theory, scientific values, scientific findings, and religion. And none of them will give you the keys, what it means to be human, or make you understand a little bit more what it means to be human.
And, of course, David Icke, of course, believes the reptilians have infiltrated society and power, and that a lot of top officials, kings and queens, may very well be them.
Well, that is his belief. As I said, you know, I know David very well. He used to be a very good friend of mine. But that's his job. That's his expertise, and mine is too. Because I'm fully cosmic conscious, I'm also a human detector. There's no way that I cannot infiltrate the mind of any speaker or anybody out there and look at their UCI and realize that they cannot even auto-analyze themselves correctly because they are human robots.
Time for one more. Aubrey's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hello, Aubrey. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you guys tonight?
Good, Aubrey. Thank you.
I'd just like to say hi to Tyler. That's kind of a coincidence.
She's probably right up the street from you, huh? Lincoln.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. And Tyler, if you're ever bored, I'm at work at Lux Middle School all by myself. So if you ever want to come out and talk about paranormal stuff, come on out. But anyhow, and George, if you ever retire, that's going to be a sad day for Coach.
No, I'm not going to retire. They're going to carry me out on a gurney. That's the way I'm going.
That's right. You better be 90 when you retire, at least. But anyhow, I got a question for your guest here.
Sure.
We've all had the feeling of deja vu, you know, like we've been there, done that. Uh-huh. And actually, this just happened to me last night. Like, I felt like it was crazy feeling. Like, I felt like I looked up at the clock, and I know that I had predicted that moment before in my life. It was just like a three-second moment, but I know that I had predicted that one little split second in my life. So I'm wondering if deja vu is kind of like a way to, you know, like predict the future in a small
good
sense,
point.
Like
30 that. Seconds, Louis.
Yeah, let me explain. First of all, there is no coincidence, only cosmic circumstances that you do not understand why you're going to reconnect with your friend. It's all due to Mercury forcing you into your past. That is the circumstance you mentioned. As far as what happened to you, you went in time and space when you sleep on your dream state. through your dreams, you go into the future, you visit the experience, then you wake up, and in time and space, you catch up with the moment. But you can also stimulate to your subconscious and look at the clock, and it's 11:11. In fact, you don't need a clock. You can get up at 4:37 tomorrow morning if you set up your mind to it. There's too much to explain on the power of the supraconscious, but I have books, video, I have the DVDs, I have everything to educate you in raising your cosmic consciousness and using the superconscious in Thomas.
And Dr. Turi's website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com.